It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. About 2.5 years ago, things were looking up in Cairo, Illinois, with the long-sought opening of a grocery store.
After more than 7 years, the city of Cairo is declaring it's no longer a food desert.
We didn't have any place to really go shop unless you went out of town. And I think about people in our area that don't have transportation at all and can't go.
3, 2, 1.
May have been hard for some to imagine what was possible, but the residents here in Cairo had a dream.
Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and other voices from the grand opening of the Rise Community Market in Cairo, but things didn't quite work out the way people had hoped, and at the end of January, the store closed. Now, there are a lot of reasons for that, and for the rest of the program today, we're going to talk with two of the men who worked directly with Rise about what they saw and what lessons can be drawn from the experience. Robert Edwards is the former manager at Rise Community Market, and Stephen Tarver was a board member for the market. Robert Edwards, welcome to the 21st show. Stephen Tarver, welcome back to you.
Thank you.
And
Stephen,
I'm going to start with you. So generally thinking, how did you think Rise Community Market performed, right? How did it live up or not live up to your expectations?
Well, this is my second time on your podcast with you guys. And from the onset, I was very overwhelmed with having the opportunity to get rid of the label of a food desert. We took on that task as a community, as you mentioned, as I listened to your intro, that didn't have a grocery store for 7 years. So to have an opportunity, Lieutenant Governor came in with her proposal, and we were able to get some grant monies to get things started. And as you can imagine, the community was very much behind it because we hadn't had, and we were making ways to go outside.
I was saying, can you remind me how far you had to go to get like a head of lettuce before all this?
Well, you know, lettuce was my thing. And the closest to lettuce would be about 8 miles, 8 miles away. Or if you want to go to a Walmart, you're going to travel close to 30, 40 minutes away. So to have that, just that inside of our community was, man, a great thing. And I was on the subcommittee all the way until its closure. I have to say that the resilience of our community shined because of the ability and the skills and the talents that was brought to the table to make it even last these 3 years, gave us an opportunity to see that we can bring something to our community and sustain if proper things were done in the correct way.
Robert, what did it take to get Rise open in the first place?
Well, Rise was not very well funded in the first place. I'm not saying that there wasn't a lot of money there, but for the project that we needed to do, opening a grocery store in a community like Cairo, there just wasn't a whole lot of money there. So Rise relied a lot on the community itself pulling together, and even the surrounding communities. We had to purchase products, a lot of times used, or I personally went out and found places that were either remodeling or closing, and found ways to get donated products in the store, as far as like coolers and freezers. The cafe area, all the seating in there came from a Wendy's that was remodeling, and I talked to the general manager and got him to sell us all the seating and stuff in there. But beyond that, it took a lot of community effort. It wasn't something that just had money poured into it. We had a community of people here in Cairo that put their blood, sweat, and tears in that place, and we had volunteers from outside the community. Several days, there were people from SIU, from other local communities that came down here and spent the whole day volunteering to do work, from everything from putting up shelving in the store to the actual shelves came from a donation from a church, from a building they had. And we had a whole volunteer day where everybody came in and worked very hard to pull shelving down and get it to the store so we could have the capacity to open a store with the funding that we had.
So immediately after the market opens, it has some competition from the local Dollar Generals. Robert, can you say more about that?
Well, competition is a good thing. What happened with Dollar General was something that kind of touched a sore spot for a lot of people in the community. Dollar General has released a statement at some point because of criticism that they did not plan what happened, but essentially they had been asked by the community to bring in fresh produce for a long time and had refused to do so. But when Rise became a reality and they knew that we were getting close to open, when we announced that we were going to have a soft opening and grand opening, literally the week prior to our grand opening, the two Dollar General stores in the area both closed down for a full remodel, and they brought produce into one of those Dollar General stores at that point in time to potentially or to viewed by a lot of people as a competition to prevent themselves from losing business to Rise Community Market.
So, Stephen Tarver, what are some of the things that, were challenges? I know we've talked, I can't remember if it was you or somebody else about the, I think it was you were on the program, about one of the coolers went out or one of the fridge units went out or something like that. Talk about some of the challenges and difficulties.
One of the biggest challenges, or the major challenge, in a community of that has been depleted of such a necessity for such a period of time, is the mindset. We can talk about all the other things, but the prime example was the ideal of Dollar General, which has been the source of most of everything in our community. They had us in a headlock from in town to one outside of town for many years. That was the only access that we had that would offer us things that you didn't have to travel. So then, when, like he said, when we had the opportunity to open a co-op, which is community based in a community that doesn't have a clue on what the hell a co-op is and how we're gonna rock it, here comes Dollar General now, that sole source that says, "Hey, we are now going to offer what you've been asking for years." So then the mindset still sets that, well, now they have, and we didn't have. They don't know what we're doing. They're seeing our ups and downs and our roundabouts, and we can't match pricing, and we can't. So the mindset had to be changed. And that's the biggest issue in any type of situation like this. You have to teach the community that they have to have their own. Because Dollar General has a headlock that says that, hey, if Carroll becomes unpopular, unfinancially interested, they can pack up and leave. And then we have nothing. But we had an opportunity to do a co-op, which would have been community-based, but the mindset wasn't right.
Robert, I think you mentioned to one of our producers that, or maybe it was somewhere else, you were quoted in saying, the Rise Community Market was the right idea at the wrong time. Talk about some of the state law. There was a law that was passed a little too late for Rise. Talk about that timing issue.
Well, I don't want to say that it was the wrong time entirely. When you have a community that has gone 7 years as a food desert, as soon as you can make it, as soon as you can fix that problem, is the right time to fix it. The problem came that Rise opened up as part of an initiative to fight against food deserts. And some of the stuff that has come since, some of the laws that have been passed, some of the grant work that's out there now, is working to help communities like Kiro. But at the same time, if that support network had existed at that point in time, we may have had some better opportunities to survive the challenges that Rise faced. But I don't think that that was a wrong time thing. We definitely needed to open when we opened. It was more of a lack of funding and funding opportunities at that time.
Stephen Tarver, when what was it been now? Almost three years ago, I think. Some of my colleagues and I came and visited Caro and met with you and other people there and just talked about, you know, the community's needs. I wonder what this process is. And this was like, people were very excited about RISE. It was, I think it was still under construction or some of the remodeling work was happening at that time.
Yes.
I wonder what this experience has taught you or makes you think now about the ability of a community to come together and try and solve its own problems.
Well, what it has taught me is that there's people that can come together. Prior to RISE, there wasn't too many people that were sitting at the same table outside of a political structure or a school administration structure. But this was just ordinary people coming and meeting at a table, making decisions about produce, making decisions about overtime, making decisions about who's going to volunteer here, there. And I mean, these, like Mr. Robert said, that these people gave time, effort, energy out of their pocket funds just to make this thing happen. So my experience taught me that if it was more information given at the beginning, more training at the beginning on how this was supposed to operate versus the way that, because there's an opportunity. I wanted lettuce. I was going all in without really having all that information that's needed to sustain it. But the major part was the financial. The majority of that grant money and the majority of those funds went into structure. So therefore we were able to change that empty space into a grocery store. We were able to get those freezers in place. We were able to make some deals to get other things in place. And these, most of that was grant money. So there was no more backup from federal money after we got open, and this, which I would ask would have been more so that we would have a nest egg. Now, there was many mistakes made. And like I said, that's a learning experience for us. So then the next big opportunity that, because this is the message. It showed me that our community is not dead. It showed me that our community, if given the resources, the training, and the opportunity, we can bring Caro back to life. We can make things happen in the southern part of Illinois that would trickle to these other small communities to show them that we're still here. So I truly believe, and I'm seeing that there's going to be bigger things to come, and our community is still going to stay together basically because of RISE, the spark that RISE brought back, because it had to be a spark back in Caro. It's been stood on for many years. Now there's been some, at least one foot is off. We still have to work on that other one. But I believe right now, if anything, these guys and this group and our community is solid as one, and we understand that we must start saving our town internally with the help of external.
Stephen Tarver was a board member at the RISE Community Market. Robert Edwards was the manager there. Thank you both so much for sharing your perspectives with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for us today and this week. Coming up next week, we're going to continue our series of conversations with candidates for the United States Senate. Jeannie Evans is a Republican who works as an antitrust enforcement attorney. If you have questions, you can leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. You can also email us, send us a text message. All the ways to contact us are at our website, 21stshow.org. We've got our past programs there, and you can find links to subscribe to our podcasts, or just look us up on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Colson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. And Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.